What's up? What's happening over here?
What's up?
Man, you wind it up for that
one?
That was too much.
Well, I kind of tapered it off. I thought that was really talented.
That was too much.
Hey, what's up, Ball and Hobo? Do you know Ball and Hobo got hit in the head with a hook?
I thought you were going to say by a truck.
No.
His truck.
It wasn't his truck, no.
No? Okay.
Yeah, he got hit in the head with a hook.
A shovel? A hook.
A hook. You want to see a photo? I got a photo of it here. I did something really mean to Ball and Hobo. He sent me a private message, and I opened it on stream, and I was like, I'll reply to that after I'm done streaming, and then I completely forgot that it happened.
And then he posted it
in the public Discord, and then I was like, well, I don't know how to tell Ball and Hobo that I read him, but I forgot about him, and so I just didn't do anything, and then I decided I'd talk about it publicly here because that makes me look less like an idiot, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. All right, well.
Smart, smart man. Ow.
That's his face.
That's what you get for talking shit on my car.
Really? Really? The car is what bothers you, not Lil Colby?
Oh, that was it. I know he was talking some sort of
you
shit.
You forgot.
I remember.
You already forgot.
I remember now.
You forgot what you were mad about? Yeah. What's up, dude?
Hey, man.
How's your week been?
It's been great.
That's great, dude.
It's been a long/short week.
That doesn't make sense.
It feels like forever since we did this show.
Uh-huh.
Yet it feels like this week has flown by.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Those things I think could be together but separate. It makes sense. I'm just saying words. I don't know. Are you taking tomorrow off to honor the good Lord?
Fuck no.
Okay. I was just curious.
I am Satan.
Well, I mean, you may want to honor your enemies.
I'll pay him tribute, but I'm not taking the day off.
Okay.
I still got some killings and some torturings.
Got some maimings?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You still do some hand-on maimings?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
That's how I keep my glow.
What? Glow? I don't know what's happening.
Yeah,
right. I don't even know
this
how to respond.
This red doesn't stay red like
oh,
this.
Oh, what's it turn to?
It turns brown. It's not good.
There's so many different shades of brown. Who knows which one
it's
it could be.
It's the shit one.
Okay, that's what I figured, but, you know, I didn't want to assume.
It's the shit one.
Yeah, well, I'm not taking off tomorrow either, but I'm not torturing anybody unless they watch my stream. Boom, roasted myself, got me. But, yeah. So, yeah.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, it is.
Playing some Overwatch. You know what, actually? No. I have a curious question.
Yeah.
I have not gotten any Instagram updates from you.
Yeah.
Until, like, the last 2 days.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's been off of Instagram?
No. Here's what happened. Hootsuite. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the program I use to publish to Instagram. And you remember... Okay, everyone who's listening right now, I want you guys to know what I'm about to talk about is Colby's fault. He brought it up. Okay?
I wasn't this curious, but go
so,
ahead.
Hootsuite just updated... their composer is what they call it. It's the thing where you write and upload videos and post with. So all of the Seth and Colby videos get published automatically. Right. I just schedule them all after the show, and then they go out on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram automatically. I don't touch anything. The Z-Swigs ones, one, I can't do that because... It's daily. But even if it wasn't, I can't schedule them because you have to connect... your Facebook page to Hootsuite and use their new composer.
Mm-hmm.
And their new composer doesn't let me upload my Twitch videos because it says the limit is 60 frames per second and the video you were trying to upload is 60.03 frames per second.
Mm.
And if I go back and use the old composer, I can upload them just fine. I just have to manually... It, like, does a push notification, and then I download it to my phone and then share it to the Instagram app. It's not automatic, but it's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they did whenever I stopped posting, like, 2 weeks ago, is they got rid of their legacy composer. And so I flew off the handle, and I literally, every day for the last 2 weeks, for every post that I've sent, for every tweet from Z-Swigs... or our channel, I have clicked the how do you like our new composer and selected 1 out of 10 and then pasted in the same message that says I can no longer post videos that I used to be able to post because your new composer doesn't allow me to post videos that are in your specs. And so after about a week and a half, they added a button, and I assume this is all because of me, mm-hmm. that said, use Legacy Composer.
Oh, nice.
And so now I just click that button, and now I can post to Instagram again. So...
there's this app called... what do you use Hootsuite for? Literally just that?
Yeah.
There's this app called Buffer.
Okay.
It's free. And it does Instagram and Facebook. I don't know if it does videos, though. That's the thing.
Mm. I just don't know. I just don't know. Like, today, there is an Instagram app for Windows.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess because Windows is also a mobile operating system, you can literally download apps to Windows. So I downloaded Instagram, and you can post from that, but it only selects camera roll, which doesn't exist. So I could take a picture of my big fat face and put it on Instagram from a PC, but I can't upload something. And I went and Googled how to make a camera roll, and I couldn't figure out how to make a camera roll because it
Instagram
had like registry edits.
The worst, man.
Just let me upload from the website like every website has ever made!
Yeah.
Why is this
it's
so hard?
It's only for mobile devices, and it just blows my mind how shitty it is.
Like, why not just let me upload from a computer?
I use Buffer, but it's only for pictures.
I'll look into it. But honestly, as long as Hootsuite keeps working, I don't care. Okay? As long as Hootsuite keeps working,
that's
I don't care.
Fucking
but yeah, funny. But yeah, I would really love it to be like our channel, where I could just schedule it and put something out, but I can't. Because Hootsuite is trash, and I hope that they burn.
I'll see to that.
Yeah, thank you. Get a nice red glow with Hootsuite.
Poke him right in the butt with my trident.
Does Satan have a trident?
Yeah, doesn't he?
I mean, you would know. Why are you asking me?
I think it's a pitchfork.
That's it. Pitchfork. But, That's different than a trident.
It's really not, because if you like Google cartoon Satan, you'll see him with a trident.
But I feel like Satan should not have the same device that the literal opposite elemental type of character have, who is Poseidon. Has the god of flame should not
Aquaman.
Have the same thing as the god of water.
I was gonna say he's Satan, dude. Fish underwater, everything like that, that's where he lives.
That's true. I do
that
hate
is
fish
literally held
I hate the ocean, so What's up, ZFM? Good to see you, Taylor. Welcome. How are you? So today on the show, we don't have a lot to talk about. We'll talk about Game of Thrones. So if you haven't seen Game of Thrones, we're going to talk about it. All right, we're going to spoil it, deal with it. And we're going to talk trash on Sansa. So if Taylor needs to leave, that's fine. I got some great memes about Sansa. Fantastic.
Perfect.
Memes. They all support my worldview. And I would like to say that I went and fake newsed it and selected only the memes that supported my fake view. But it turns out there are no memes that support the other point of view that she's not a worthless hunk of meat. So
They even turned Arya on her side in this fucking episode.
Literally.
And it's like, yeah, we need somebody that is liked to bring her into the world of being liked.
But I got to tell you this. I don't know. I sent you a text message. I don't know what day it was, Monday or Tuesday morning, about Avenger spoilers.
Yeah.
You didn't reply to me.
Yeah, no, I saw them.
You saw the spoilers?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
I've avoided everything.
Okay.
I'm no longer on YouTube.
Okay. It's good.
I'm only on Facebook.
I think
probably that's the one place.
The place Facebook's
spoiled.
Probably the worst place to be. Actually, yeah. Like 5 minutes was leaked, but it wasn't 5 minutes of the movie. Mm-hmm. It was 5 minutes of 10 30-second clips of the movie.
Interesting.
I have a theory. I'm not going to spoil any of it, so no one worry, okay? Because Colby will stab me, and I respect the Avengers, okay? But I watched it clearly because I love spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it is a plant. I think Disney leaked it.
No, they didn't.
I think they did.
No fucking
way. I'll tell you why.
Why?
I'm not going to spoil it, but I'll tell you why. Okay? So the video itself has Arabic subtitles. It's shot portrait mode in Snapchat with like Avengers Endgame joy crying laughing emoji, joy crying laughing emoji. And then like the top 30%. Is Endgame, and it's in terrible quality. It's recognizable, but it looks like a cam from 1992, you know?
That makes sense.
It's like when we watch episode one, cams, that's what it looks like, okay? But you could tell it's real. CGI is done. It's definitely Endgame. It's not fake.
Okay.
What you're looking at is real spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that, but they leak 40 seconds of the final battle. No deaths. Okay, you barely see Thanos. And then the other scenes that are leaked are like things that were highly already suspected in the spoiler community. Mm-hmm. Basically, they're not spoilers, because we already knew it from behind-the-scenes photos and stuff like that. We already knew some of this stuff was going to happen. Mm-hmm. There's no big reveals. It's not like Cap's dead and you see his dead body. None of that. And if you were going to leak Avengers, wouldn't those be the things you'd leak? Like Thanos getting stabbed or people returning? Wouldn't those be the things that you would want to spoil?
Most likely.
So I feel like they gave us just enough spoilers that people would stop
trying
or, I don't know.
I don't think that
I don't know. Or to build hype, keep people talking about it. I don't know. But, I mean, because there are
trying
spoilers.
Trying to take over that Game of Thrones hype.
There, and that is good timing. Like that, I think, like, it's suspicious. Like, there are spoilers. Don't get me wrong. If I told you some of the things in it, you'd be mad. There are spoilers. Okay? But if I told you them, they wouldn't be big spoilers. Okay? Like,
I don't want to know.
I'm not going to tell you. I think
we're, like, 2 weeks away, man.
I think Disney is behind this.
We're literally a week away.
Yeah, it's a week away. This time next week, I will be in the theater this time one day from now. I'll be at the theater watching
it. This time 2 days from now.
This time one day in a week.
Well, actually, this time plus 4 hours and 2 days, I'll be there.
You're going to watch it at 11 p.m.
Dude, I'm going to watch a three-hour movie at 11 p.m.
And it's going to start at 11:40.
Oh, my God.
And then you're going to get out later. But, yeah, I think it was leaked by Disney.
Why? Who?
I don't know. Well, also, I think that
who's like, put some Arabic subtitles on this shit to make it look real sketchy?
Well, here's the thing. The cast was on Good Morning America, like, a day before this happened, saying that some of them hadn't even seen it yet. Mm-hmm. Like, they hadn't seen the full final cut of the movie. And I just can't imagine that someone at Disney gave the okay for some rich oil baron to watch the entirety of the movie before Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
I just don't buy it. I just don't buy it. And then it's leaked.
But the one people that you don't want to know what the shit is the people going around purposefully in line of being asked about what fucking shit's about to happen.
I mean, that's
you don't think Alakazam in the fucking desert is gonna be leaking your movie. And then all of a sudden he's like, I want Instagram followers. Look at it.
If you are Disney, I think everyone wants to leak my movie. Because their whole campaign is built around the fact that it's secret. That's the whole thing. No one knows. And whether it's true or not, I don't really know. But, like, I think, like, don't get me wrong. If you don't want to be spoiled, don't go look up the spoilers. Because there are spoilers. I don't want to undersell it that people are going to be like, oh, they're just going to show that Spider-Man's still alive when Far From Home comes out in 2 weeks. Okay? Like, that's not what I mean. There are spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no real story spoilers. There's no death spoilers. There's no conclusionary spoilers. It's just, hey, here's a couple scenes.
Just avoid it, man.
Avoid it.
Just get back into Game of Thrones.
But man. I think it's a conspiracy, man.
So you want to talk about how much rage I was in on Saturday night?
Yeah, so just for some context, we watched Game of Thrones together. Sunday night,
yeah.
Britt and Colby came over. I ate half of their nachos, and then three of them ate the other 1/4, and then there was a 1/4 of it left that I ate the next day. That's not really important. I just wanted to throw
just
that out there.
Note.
Yeah. So we all watched it. HBO servers are the worst. I about burned down HBO. Second of all, when the episode was over, Colby looked, I don't know, I think he may have been happier if a train of men had come through and railed Britt in front of him than he was after that episode of Game of Thrones.
Jesus.
I don't think I've ever seen a more broken man than I had seen Sunday night.
Dude.
After that episode.
We only have.
Yes.
6 fucking episodes!
Well, 5 now.
Yeah, and they wasted an episode on that shit? I know all of it! Cover that stuff in the first fucking 10 minutes. I don't need the entire episode to be all shit I know. They gave us nothing.
Yeah. I mean, there was a couple times during the episode where we were sitting there, and I would be like,
Taylor, it was all set up We all know what was about to happen in this first episode. How about, I thought when Bran was like, we don't got time for this, shit was gonna roll.
No.
But no, it was the most boring shit fuck episode. Oh, I can't take it.
You gotta give credit to Bran, though. He didn't even have time to go up to his room. He just sat in the courtyard the entire time. That's efficient, right? Right?
He's a creepy son of a bitch.
I'm just telling you, like, during that show, I was literally like, I would be like this. Okay. Okay, I know that you want to, like, make the tension, but we only got 6 episodes. Can you walk faster, Tyrion? Who is walking like this?
Dude, there's so much fucking bullshit scene.
It was so slow. Like, I'm kind of in between you and the people who liked it, okay? I didn't dislike the episode.
It was so bad.
I think what it is your expectations were too high,
yeah,
and mine are right on. Like, I knew they were going to bonus. I knew they were going to bonus. I knew it. We're going to get boned.
Yeah. No, season 7 boned me, too.
Yeah.
There was 2 good episodes in that fucking show.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Out of 7 episodes.
I don't know why you expected...
what was supposedly the last season.
...to not get boned. Like, here's how you know I mean it. There was a scene with Bronn and a bunch of naked ladies. They could have cut that out.
Yep.
They could have made that 3 seconds.
Yep.
He could have shown up right before Euron or whoever his name is shows up, and she could have been like, kill Jaime. And that could have been the end of that scene. We didn't need a joke about the pox. We didn't need 6 pairs of boobs on the screen. It wasn't unnecessary, okay? And that's coming from me, the boob man.
Technically, it was 6 boobs. There was 3 pairs.
Okay.
Just wanted to get your facts straight there,
man. Okay, well, I was sitting really close to the TV, so it was split. All right?
Okay.
Anyway, the point is, I think the episode... I think the episode was fine, but I think I also expected it to be that way. Next week is going to be the same way. You know that, right?
It better fucking not.
It's going to be that way.
It better fucking
not. It's going to be that way. I'm telling you.
No, I want new things. Literally. Literally. Anyone in chat, you... Tell me something that happened in this episode that we didn't already know was going to happen. Anything.
You didn't know that the guy would kill Jaime. Would be hired to kill Jaime. You didn't know that Cersei...
Could have seen that coming. That's not that shocking.
You didn't know Cersei wasn't going to get her elephants.
I did not know that. That is disappointing. As well. Just throw on more disappointment of this fucking season. Is they were like, oh, after 2 fucking years, we can't make elephants.
I think I have a meme for that. Right, where is it at? Here we go. There. What about that meme?
That's a bad meme.
I mean, it's a good meme. It's accurate.
No, it's a bad meme.
It's a highly accurate meme. That's a highly accurate meme. I don't know why you don't like it. You want to start beginning of the memes?
I heard.
Did you know that Rob McElhenney was in the show getting shot in an eyeball?
That's fucking... No, he is. That's not.
That's Rob McElhenney right
no,
there.
No, it
Mac.
Isn't.
That's Mac right there
that's
getting shot
amazing,
in the eyeball with an
man.
Arrow. Yep, that's him.
All right, I'm happy now.
Oh, that's it? That's all it took?
That's all it took.
That's all it took?
It's Always Sunny to be in the fucking episode. That's great. That's amazing. Lucky him. I want to
lucky
be in that.
Him.
Yeah, I want to be in that.
He's rich as all get out,
yeah,
man. He, of course, he could just ask. It's Always Sunny, one of the biggest shows of all time, dude. He's the creator. Came a long way from being in Lost.
Anywho, I heard a rumor. Okay,
uh-huh.
This is just some guy I watched on YouTube.
This ought to be good.
Dumb.
Yeah,
he said that the Golden Company is descended from the Blackfyre family. Which
Sad.
Is Targaryen bastards.
Okay.
Who fled Westeros to go to Essos in fear of being killed by the actual Targaryens that were taking over.
Okay. Taylor says, yes, it is. What you're proposing, I don't even know what you're going to say, but what you're proposing is way too long of a theory to take place over 5 episodes.
I mean, maybe, but...
No,
I'm just,
definitely, because it's
I'm
not even 5, it's 4.
I'm just saying the Golden Company could be secretly against Cersei.
I already know how the season's gonna end. You want me to tell you how it's gonna end?
No.
No, I don't. I don't know.
No.
I didn't read it,
sure.
But I know how it's gonna end.
Yeah.
You want to know how it's gonna end? Jon's gonna end up on the Iron Throne.
What's gonna happen to Daenerys?
Daenerys is gonna sacrifice herself in order to save the planet because she wants to prove that she really is a person of the people. And so her rightful claim isn't hers, so she's going to give it up and then sacrifice herself as a way of showing that she was the true, like, who she said she was. She'd give it all for her people. And then John's going to reluctantly sit on the Iron Throne, because he's mad, because he don't want to be any titles. You know, it's like every time he gets a title.
Who's he going to get with?
And who cares? Be with himself.
Who's the fucking queen, bro?
Samwell.
Ah.
Okay?
I like
I'm
that.
I'm just telling you that's what's going to happen.
I'm
okay?
down with that.
I'm just telling you that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
So write it down.
So White Walker's dead. They defeated him.
Yeah, they're going to die. Jamie, that's obvious.
Jaime Tyrion.
I don't know. They're both dead. Both dead. I'm killing everybody but Jon Snow.
Okay.
Everyone dies in the battle. Literally everyone. There's some guy who's in Kansas. Just getting an alternate
Howerton
universe.
Glenn shows up and gets stabbed
yeah, exactly.
in the fucking dick.
Sweet D turns into a bird, gets shot out of the sky. You know? It's gotta happen. I believe it. I don't know any of that stuff, okay? My Nostradamus only applies to major plot points. Okay?
Well, actually, it was after the day. What are you trying to prove here, Taylor? I never said when it was. I just said that they were fleeing.
Anyway, it don't matter. You're not going to get to it. Because episode 3 is an entire battle. We already know that. The entire episode's a battle. We already know it. There's no plot progression in episode 3.
See, now, okay.
So
season can go in two different directions.
No, there's one direction. This
no.
This is the direction it's going to go in.
There's two different
Next
ones.
One, prepare for battle. A lot of talking. A lot of prep.
Yeah.
So episode 3, big battle. Episode 4, epilogue of the battle. A lot of preparation and regrouping for whatever happens after the battle. 5 is a movement episode. Oh, all the pieces are being played and here's what's happening. 6 is the finale. They're going to wrap up all those pieces and what they mean for everybody and someone's going to sit on the Iron Throne, roll credits. That's all that's going to happen.
No.
So that's how it's going to the only
Listen
way it can happen. There's not
there.
Enough time.
No, this is what I'm saying is, do you think, what is the major ending to this show?
I don't know.
It could not be the White Walkers. It could be the Cersei thing.
Why? What Cersei thing?
I'm saying they could defend off the White Walkers in the third.
You think Cersei's plan
is
that they're just going to thin the herd with the battle with the White Walkers and then her golden army is going to come in and they're going to take over?
That's why she was like good when she heard the dead broke through the wall.
Who cares? I don't care about Cersei. That's my biggest complaint about Game of Thrones the last 3 seasons, is that I care so little about Cersei. And if that matters at the end of the show, if that's the one thing that had to matter, I'm going to be mad. Because she's not some political mastermind. She's a piece of trash who's gotten lucky like several times because she rose some dude from the dead and she's got some old elderly man that's like on her boobies. It's the worst. I hate Cersei.
Okay. See, that is the exact reason why I hate this fucking episode. Taylor says, I don't think the Iron Throne will be here after the battle. You know how much visual shit you would need to see for the Iron Throne, for them to get through Winterfell, the
right.
Twins,
yeah.
every other castle in the fucking way of Iron Throne.
Agreed.
And then destroy King's Landing.
They don't have time.
They don't have time for that shit.
Okay. It's going to end at Winterfell. They're going to win. I think
and
that's a foregone conclusion.
And if they do, then that's the next fucking... Not the next episode, because we already know how that... thanks to that goddamn preview. Fuck those previews. That's the worst goddamn thing.
You could have left
like
the
you
rope.
Keep this shit secret until the end of the first episode. Then you're just like, ooh. Here's everything you need to know about the next episode.
You could have left. I would like to say that your boy said I'm not going to play it, and Brent made me.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Another reason I got mad.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying... I don't care.
I ain't gonna skip it if you fuckers watch it. Peer pressure.
Next time me and you, we can leave the room together. Because ask me how much I care.
No, I don't care about you. I care about the shit. This is my world,
I'm
man.
Trying to give you solidarity,
it's my world!
Man. It's your world.
Don't crash it.
It's your world. Dude, I'm telling you. All right. Oh, Taylor's about to tell us what's going to happen. Okay. Even though I'm clearly right. That's what's going to happen. I'm telling you that's what's going to happen.
Fucking Bran, man.
You want to see some more memes?
Yes.
Okay, here's some more memes for you, man. Okay, we already saw that one. Here's this one. This one's good for Taylor. Sansa's the smartest person ever, man.
Yeah, that line is complete bullshit.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. Okay, here, how about this meme?
Then again, Arya doesn't...
Samwell. Sam not well.
Oh, my God. Arya hasn't met that many smart people, though. Give it. Like her dad. That's about it. And he wasn't really that smart.
She hasn't been with Sansa in 8 years.
That's true.
How could she possibly make that claim? For all she know, during that 8 years, Sansa joined Aevon and did nothing but LuLaRoo for the last 5 years, and she missed that entire period of her life.
Yeah.
Okay? She could have done so many idiotic things. It is terrible trash writing for her to say that, regardless of your opinion on Sansa.
Yep.
For her to just be like, that lady that I met 3 minutes ago and knew for 6 years of my life when I was barely old enough to form words is the smartest person I know. It's garbage.
Yeah, it really shows that Arya knows nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Taylor says, Winterfell is destroyed. They run away to the Riverlands. They beat the Walkers, fight for the Iron Throne. Cersei blows it all up. Sansa wins.
We got you, baby.
I should have read that before I read it aloud. She got me. I'm mad. I'm not putting
Sansa
that on Instagram.
She doesn't get that.
She doesn't get that satisfaction.
Hilarious.
Taylor might as well be in the show now. She might as well just. It might just well be the Seth and Colby and Taylor show.
Yeah.
Might as well. All right, next meme. John, where's Ghost? I haven't seen him in ages, Daenerys.
He's wearing a coat. You get it,
dude. Where is Ghost?
He's right there. Come on, man. That's funny.
Next one.
Come on, man. That's a good one too. Okay, we saw that one already. All right. What do dragons eat anyway? CGI budget. Remember how there was literally a dragon staring at the screen for like 6 seconds for no reason?
It could have been a freeze frame.
Yeah. Well, they made it move. It moved.
You could do that with the puppet tool.
I'm just saying they had to do it.
It's 5 seconds.
Even if it doesn't cost money, it wasted your time.
Yes, it did.
You know? Wasted your time. About this one. I used to think you were the cleverest man alive. I was until the producers ran out of source material. About that one.
Surprisingly accurate.
Yeah, it's not really like a meme. That kind of hurts.
Yeah,
that
really does.
That hurts. Yeah.
It really does.
Like, cause,
makes me fear for this show.
Yeah. How about now we get into the dragon memes? About this one. That one.
Kiss are good.
I knew you'd like the Overwatch ones. Okay. Or the Office.
Overwatch
sorry.
Ones?
The Office.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. About this. Have you seen this meme? Come on, man. That's
what
a good
is that?
One. You know, it's an override of another meme. Where the guy who plays Sam in Lord of the Rings, he waves at the girl, and then she kind of smiles back, and then another dude leans into the frame and goes, you never seen that original meme?
Mm-mm.
Well, you need to be on the internet more, man. What about this meme? What about this? I'll make this one bigger. It's worth it, okay? This is really the star of the episode. What about that, man? You like that one? What about that one, dude? No?
No.
No? What about this one?
I saw this one. I was wondering if you had this one. It took me fucking forever to see that. That's the best one.
I don't even know. This is a very famous photograph in Times Square of a sailor kissing a lady. It's been everywhere. They put Bran in the background. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about this one? He's just sitting there menacingly in SpongeBob. Like that. Oh, we got this one here. This is one I just like because of the source material more than I like the actual. Have you seen this original meme?
I've seen this.
This is people in Winterfell and then Bran. This is just a great video in general. This one right here. Freaking dog. Dude, this kills me. This literally kills me. What you doing out there, bro?
Oh,
why you walking
God.
Around the house? You know who lives there? Dog does. That's who lives here. That was a dog barking.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, and then this is my personal favorite. I don't know if you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, but this is probably my favorite meme I've seen in the last decade. They should have just put this in. It would have been better if they would have made that the actual ending.
That's very accurate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very point. On yeah. point.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Spot on, man.
So you know they're going to deal 15 minutes with that at the beginning of the next episode, you know? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Yeah. So many years invested in this show for some people. I think the Game of Thrones community will divide it at the ending. Not everyone's going to like the outcome because so many people have their favorite. Honestly, no matter what happens, this is what Taylor says now, I'll love it. I just want to know. the creators said publicly that it's going to be a bittersweet ending. They said that publicly. So, it's not going to be a happy ending.
Well, fuck no.
It'll be bittersweet.
And I wouldn't expect it to be.
That's why I'm telling you, Jon Snow on the Iron Throne,
but I
Daenerys
want
is dead.
Shit to happen.
Well, stuff
I don't
happen,
want
man.
Bran sneaking up on me in the night being like,
that's all he does, dude.
We don't have time for this. Give me your penis.
I don't remember that part.
It happened.
I do not recall that part at all. Bittersweet means so many things, though. Does it? Because Colby...
Want to hear two more things that I heard?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so Bran was definitely warging into Drogon when he was watching Jon.
Is that what you think?
Fuck.
Okay.
That's a theory I heard. Also, the Night King apparently can warg into things, so it's a theory that he warged into it.
Why is everybody warging?
He wants a Targaryen baby.
Does he have a ice penis?
No, but he's going to steal it and convert that baby into a White Walker, and then that will be the ultimate White Walker.
But isn't...
The White Jogger.
I don't approve when you make jokes that I'm supposed to make. That's not okay.
I stole it from Robot Chicken, man. I stole it from Robot Chicken.
Oh my god, dude. I'm gonna be honest. I don't remember anything else that happened now because of that joke. My brain just dumped all information.
That was the worst episode in Game of Thrones.
No way.
Yeah. Maybe the Bear and the Maiden Fair. I could do with that.
I think, in retrospect, you will like it.
Nope.
I think you had too much hype.
No.
I think it did.
Yeah, I did.
You waited 600 days for that episode, dude. How could you not be mad?
It sucked.
Could you imagine if Infinity War comes out and the first hour is just them meeting each other again? Like, people would riot. If Endgame came out and Bruce Banner's like, oh, it's so good to see you, Nat. And then it's 10 minutes of them in the cafe talking about all the things that happened in Thor Ragnarok. Because they hadn't talked about it. We know what happened, but they hadn't talked about it. So we better show them interacting. Otherwise, we'll just assume they never spoke.
No, and I don't know if it was me, but the goddamn acting. Minus Sam.
It was okay.
And Arya meeting Jon. Other than that, the acting was the worst. It was the worst. Any scene with fucking Sansa made me want to stab my eyes out. Oh my god. I thought you were the cleverest man I ever knew. Now I'm the smart lady in the world.
How much of your hatred of Sansa is stemmed from your hatred of the actress who plays her?
No, I don't even care. She's fine.
I got a Dark Phoenix trailer pulled up. Are you sure?
She's fine.
Kay.
I hate the way they write Sansa. Actually, no, she's bad. It's the way they write her and it's the way she acts it. Hate it.
Okay. I mean, to be honest... people are going to be mad at me, but I'm not a huge Game of Thrones fan, so I don't care. Fight me, Game of Thrones fans.
You used to be. You've given up on loving everything.
No, first of all, I love Fireball whiskey, okay? Second of all...
That's not Fireball?
No, I can't afford Fireball right now,
okay?
All right? Second of all...
Donate, chat. That'd be great.
I'll tell you what, I hate Windows updates. That's one thing I hate. Add that to the top of the list. Top.
No, I'm saying what you love.
Okay, what else do I love? I love, besides my family and the Lord, okay? Because I don't want letters being like...
Oh, yeah. You know? Yep, you're real big into those.
I love chicken wings. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, love chicken wings. I love Geralt of Rivia. Okay?
Whatever his name is.
What?
Guy's playing him. Christopher Heindel.
If Stephen Humdahl does a great job as Geralt of Rivia, I will love him. Okay?
What's his fucking name?
Henry Cavill.
That one.
Okay? If he does a bad job, it's not Geralt's fault. Okay? Alright?
Mm-hmm.
I will, however, tell you that if Roach shows up and he's not good, I'm going to slaughter that horse for glue.
Roach.
So, okay? What else do I love? There's more things. I'm just not able to think of them right now.
Sure. Whatever crackhead says when they're trying to give reasons why they shouldn't stop smoking crack.
I mean, how many things do I need to love?
There's other things.
Name some things you love.
Game of Thrones, Avengers,
I do love the MCU. I love the MCU.
I don't know if you do.
I love it.
My girlfriend
I said family car, and Jesus excluded.
My car.
Okay. I think we named about the same amount, dude.
The internet.
I don't really love the
parents,
internet.
Parents. Trees.
A family doesn't count. You can't
trees,
just name them in
I
there.
Like trees.
How have I padded my list? Chicken wings, my mom. I like Geralt, my dad. Like, you just pad your list, man.
All I remember is you being hyped as shit for season goddamn 6 of Game of Thrones, and now you're all like, man.
How many of that was that?
Man.
How many ago was that? Was that 2?
It was 2 seasons.
That's what I was about to say, okay, before you put me on the spot. I was gonna say that Game of Thrones has the George Lucas effect now, where they're just very methodical. We have to do this plot point. That's it. Thank you for the 69 bits.
69.
Also, why did you guys all just show up right now? Like, where you guys been? All right, the best parts of the show have already happened. You missed the best parts. This is the bad part now.
We're fading out hard.
Yeah, we're just crashing and burning. The last two seasons have been bookless.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's just been very just trudging. Like, there's no wit. There's no surprises. So that gets me out of it.
I know.
And then they made me wait 600 days in order to watch this episode, these seasons. And then, of course, they overpromise and underdelivered, because even if they're like, you get 740-hour-long episodes, you made me wait 600 days? It's not going to be good! There's no way it can be!
Oh, man.
I love raging. I love that.
Yeah.
Feels good. Yeah.
Gets, you and me both.
Gets there, it out man. Of my soul. Feels good.
No, I agree, man.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you. Mm. So does that really show how bad the producers are of this show? The DB and the Haas man or whatever?
I don't know. It's hard to say, because without them, you wouldn't have the show.
Right.
Which is clearly, I think it's going to go down as one of the craziest shows of all time.
Yeah.
Maybe not like scripted, probably not the best, but one of the best shows to watch, definitely, I would say. So you gotta give them credit for that. But it's like the Russo brothers with the MCU. Like, Kevin Feige was always there. The Russo brothers made everyone else's characters better. I don't think the DBs are making the characters better, because I think once the source material disappeared, they all got worse.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're necessarily bad.
I can't tell you one character. You know what? One character got better.
Who?
Euron.
Which one is he?
Euron.
Which one's he?
He's the one who banged Cersei.
Why do they all have the same names?
Euron, Theon.
What's the guy?
Dickon.
There is a guy named Dickon. Yeah, I mean, that's not
Rickon.
Is that one real?
Uh-huh.
Why? It's hard enough. What's the name of the redheaded woman? The Lady of Light woman?
Missandei?
Okay, and what's the name of the black lady who's with Grey Worm?
No, that's Missandei.
Okay, who's the redheaded woman?
Something with a M.
Yeah, they're all the same names. It's ridiculous.
Oh!
Like I hate that about Lord of the Rings, too. They come up with all these really creative names for locations and all this stuff. And then the names...
Melisandre.
Okay.
That is the same name.
So what? I don't know which one that is.
That's the redhead lady.
Okay, so then what's the black lady's name?
Missandei.
So it's that without an L?
Melisandre. There's an R and an L.
And then there's probably several other characters in the books named Relisandre, Telisandre, Delisandre, and Nelisandre.
No, dude. As soon as they came
which
up with
one's
a character...
Undy?
As soon as they came up with a character called Dickon...
He ran out, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely did.
Oh my god. Why do they have to be, like, why can't he just name him Steve? You know, we can keep him separate. This Steve, that's John, that's Billy, that's Jake. You know, why can't we just do that? Why do we have to have Missandre and Melanie, or whatever her name is, because no one remembers, because it's not a word. Even his name is George R.R. Martin. Like, why can't you just be George?
Because authors like their initials, man.
No, they don't. James Patterson. You know who remembers that? Everyone. You know who doesn't remember George R.R. Martin pre-Game of Thrones TV show? Everyone but 6 nerds in their basement going to company ping pong tournaments. That's who. I'm sorry, man. I don't mean to take it out.
Tom Tolkien,
Clancy.
J.K. Rowling.
Give me some American names. Is J.R.R. Tolkien American?
Fitzgerald. F. Fitzgerald.
Is J.R.R. Tolkien American? Or J.R.R. North? What's his name? Martin. Is he American?
Sure.
You don't know. Steve, see, Menace is hitting him out of the park. Tom Clancy. Stephen King.
One more.
Easy names. James Patterson.
You already said that.
Dean Koontz.
Is that a writer?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
He wrote Christian books.
You got it, man. You nailed it.
His name is Koontz. B. Arthur.
I guess. Have we just become a show that lists off writers?
We've literally been a show that has listed things for years. We literally have things on here where we continually go back and list things so one of us can become king of that list.
Yeah.
That's literally something we've done for 10 years. Yeah. Dr. Seuss. No, he's a doctor. He doesn't count.
D.R. Seuss.
D.R. Seuss. What if his name was D.R. Seuss? And he wrote fantasy. Oh, one fish, two fish, gutted fish, red wedding. I mean, that would be what he would write. It's horrible. D.R. Seuss. What if it was Dr. Seuss SS?
Oh my god!
It really went with it. Or if it was the SS
fish,
Dr. Seuss
Red Wedding.
Oh my god,
that
dude!
It was golden. Man.
Okay, here, since Acid's here, I'm gonna play this again. Acid, do you watch Game of Thrones? Vunga says his dad is an author because he wrote "fu" on a sticky note once. I don't think that qualifies. If that qualified, then that would qualify me as an author. And believe me, I'm not an author.
Yeah, I tried to write a book once.
I mean, I'm writing a book currently.
Really?
Yeah, I am. It's about my life, dude.
What's it called?
I haven't caught up with the name yet. It's called My Life Living with Colby. The Colby life story. Hmm. It's actually about your life.
Perfect.
It's your biography.
Okay.
I wrote the ending first, because that's the one thing I know for sure.
Which one? The death part?
Yeah.
The suicide pact?
No.
Oh.
No.
Alcohol abuse? Mm-mm.
I would just, I mean, it's going to happen regardless, but I would stay away from Tulsa for at least as long as you can.
I'm going there in June.
Sucks, man. It's a little earlier than I expected. But
well, boys, it's been a fun ride.
I got to hurry up with the rest of that book.
Yeah.
Oof. Wow.
Tulsa,
okay.
Really? I die in a slut?
Slut? I forgot Tulsa spelled backwards was a slut. By the way, that's the way I'd like to go out, in a slut. That'd be great. That'd be great. I almost made a joke, but I can't because Chris would come running in here. So. Menace says I want to...
That's not only where they come from.
I want to see if a little boy survived the windowfall. I'm just going to play it again. It's worth it. She watches. She'll understand the meme. She watches Curb. It's this is worth it for me.
Is Menace describing the second episode of Game of Thrones?
Yeah. No, I think it's the beginning of the first episode, right?
It's the end of the first episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, he wants to see if the boy survived, which would be the second episode.
It's just the greatest meme of all time. Well, he pushed him out of a window. Yes. That's the kid. He survived. It's 8 years later.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I mean, at this point.
At this point, I mean, just dumb.
You know in the next episode that he lived.
Yeah.
Like, it's only a cliffhanger for 1 week in 2008.
Yep.
Or whenever the show started. When did the show start, by the way?
I don't know, man. 2010. Wouldn't that make sense? They skipped a year.
April 17th, 2011 was the first episode date.
How does that...
I want to see what I was doing on that day. Did your time hop go back that far?
How does that mathematically add up?
It's 8 years, 7 seasons. Right?
There's 8 seasons, though. Oh, yeah, okay. It's technically...
This is the 8th year, yeah.
Yeah, so technically it's not. No.
Let's see. On this, let's
no.
see.
No. Yes.
Look
no.
at look at my April in 2011 and look at the only day that doesn't have anything on it.
That's funny. What is this? Time hop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not time hop, but it's the same thing. How?
What happened the day after?
How does that work, man? Checked in my apartment. Checked in at work. I threw shade at you because I was mad at you at this point. Smoking too much weed. I think.
My show does not get 1,000 downloads.
I think that was Seth and Colby.
It was not.
I think it was.
It was not.
I think.
We hit all time downloads 7,000.
Hey, don't you change my fake news. Don't turn this around on me.
I'm turning
That's around. A beef from 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. Okay? I actually don't even know why I was mad at you that day.
2011? That's when I graduated? Yeah, I was smoking.
Yeah, you had completely abandoned me. Yep. I needed you, man.
You were gone.
You were gone.
You were gone.
You were gone.
You moved.
You didn't.
Yeah.
I've learned how to argue from women. Pretty good, right?
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Felt like I was talking to a woman.
Yeah, you should have chased me. This is number of season 7 right here.
Google's not up to date, man.
Are you sure you're not in season 8 or season 7?
I am fucking sure.
Why would Google lie?
Because Google is behind the times, man.
Why would Google lie? I just said that aloud, and yeah. I'm an idiot.
That does make sense. You dumb person.
I'm a dummy.
You big dumb pants.
I'm a dummy. Okay, we've got a couple of things to talk about.
Let's
we only
talk
got
about
it, 15 minutes
Roll
left.
Roll through them. Let's run.
Okay, hold on.
Through them.
Do you want to? Got three things. I'll give you dealer's choice, okay? Do you want to?
Why don't you just pick them?
Read something.
Why do you ask me every time?
Read something that's going to make you mad. Okay? Watch a terrible trailer for a Marvel movie that should never have been released. Dark Phoenix. Or.
That's not a Marvel.
Watch the next trailer for Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, shit. Let's go with Hobbs and Shaw.
That's a good choice right there. That is a good choice right there. Let's check this out. This is going to be some high-octane entertainment.
Pick a door.
All right, then.
No, that's my door. Pick another door.
What's wrong with you? You know what? You were right. This is your door.
What's the matter? You got a lot of bad guys behind that door?
That dude just air punched in nothing.
I know.
This is about to be one of the best movies ever. You know that, right?
I mean, I kind of want to go see this, right?
Access denied. Access denied. Access denied.
Luke Hobbs and Deckard Shaw.
Why is he taking over a public video board? They aren't going to see that. They aren't there eating coffee.
A virus. Wipe out half the population, and I want it back.
Is he fucking Thanos now?
You want to tell me just what we're dealing with here?
It's my sister, family business.
When it's the fate of the world, it becomes my business.
This show does not apply the laws of physics.
Is that Helen Mirren?
At all.
Is that Helen Mirren?
He just grabbed a motorcyclist with no brunt force back, going fucking 80 miles an hour.
Dude, his arm strength is that good.
Are they in a jet side by side? That doesn't exist.
How long I've been waiting to do that?
It's also got a video screen to back up the scene. With video conference calling in space.
So you guys are being hunted.
Oh my god.
By an army of mercenaries led by a genetically enhanced soldier.
Look at me. Black Superman. Damn. He really is Black Superman. You need to get off the grid.
Where?
We gotta go see this opening night.
We should.
We gotta go see this.
My babies come home.
I'm sorry to bring trouble here.
Why is he in Samoa? This movie's everywhere.
Is he Samoan,
He's
man?
Going to war. We're gonna need cars and guns. Mama, where's all our guns?
I can't read of them.
Very noble, Mrs. Hobbs. You're in serious trouble.
That's an understatement.
Let's get old school.
They gotta stop him with...
Louis!
with Molly's Club or whatever his name is, and Moana.
Oh my god!
This is not how I expected this trailer to go, dude.
Nope.
Come on!
What the fuck is this movie? Literally none of these scenes have been in the other trailer.
He's gonna pull it out of the sky with his big muscly arm. You're gonna look at me in the face after watching that trailer and tell me Sahara Money Drop can't happen?
Dude, it so can.
That's what you're gonna tell me.
Oh my god, just as long as we have some dude pulling a helicopter with his bare hand.
Yeah, definitely.
We got it, man. Wow. Wow.
Do you think that when this movie comes out on Blu-ray, we could take all of The Rock's movies, put them on a hard drive, and we could splice them into some type of Sahara Money
yes.
Drop? I think we might be able
yep,
to.
We definitely could.
We gotta go see that. That looks like the greatest movie to come out.
You ever think that they're just trolling us, this specific series? Because it once started off in a place of realism.
When's this
where
show
it was
out?
Just like a street driving team, and they just like tried to not get caught by the fucking cops.
Dude, I think,
and now there's goddamn Black Superman and him pulling a helicopter with The Rock's arms.
I think that they know exactly the idiots who like The Rock.
No, they have steered into the skid of these movies.
It's me. They know
each
that
time,
I eat this up.
Each movie, they pushed it just a little further into the unbelievable, and now we're here.
This first scene has a nuclear silo that has three stacks. That doesn't even make sense. They don't make nuclear power plants with three stacks. They don't even do that. They digitally added a skinnier stack so it would fit into the frame next to the two regular stacks. This is going to win an Oscar. How could it not?
That looks like the greatest movie of all time, dude.
That might be. That Endgame and that movie might be the two things I'm excited about right now, and I don't care. Acid. I'm in the exact same boat you are. Have not seen one Fast and Furious movie. I don't even know who Hobbs and Shaw are. It doesn't matter, because to me, that's just The Rock. That's just The Rock and white British dude, and they're just out there punching things, and I'm like,
that's all
right,
you really need.
That's all I need. I don't even need a plot. That trailer right there, I can't tell you one thing that's happening.
Hey,
I think the white girl's a sister.
Quick,
I don't know.
Hey, search in YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Hobbs and Shaw prison scene. Furious 8, I want to say it was.
Prison escape? Prison fight?
Prison escape. Okay. Yeah. That one.
Right here? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, dude. This isn't 4K.
Oh, yeah, it is.
We got to watch this at 2160p, right? Like, if we don't, we're turds.
If it'll load.
Oh, it's gonna load.
This is 4 minutes long. Is this worth it?
Dude, it's an entire scene.
Okay.
I mean, you could stop it after they start bad-mouthing each other. I just want you to see their banter back and forth.
Is that it? See what those blowed-out muscles will give you?
I didn't understand a word he said.
All show and no God.
Oh, this looks good in 4K.
Oh, I got plenty of go.
Yeah. You must have misplaced that when I kicked your ass up and down that office of yours.
Yeah. Just like you Brits, rewriting history, huh?
All I know is it wasn't me that was thrown out of a four-story window.
Jumped. I jumped out of a four-story window.
Why doesn't he have sleeves?
Because where I'm
ripped
from,
them off.
Jason Statham has two shirts on.
Well, that's funny, because where I'm from, we don't need women to run to our rescue. I mean, do you really believe you can stand in front of me and beat me in a straight-up old-fashioned fistfight?
Let me tell you something.
The
me
Rock
and you
would cave in his
on
entire
one.
Body
no
cavity.
No one else around. I will beat your ass like a Cherokee drum.
tell you what.
Best line ever, man.
Oh, you better hope that
that's all I wanted. That's literally all I wanted.
I will beat your ass like a Cherokee drum.
What does that even mean? That's slightly racist.
It is.
Like, right? Like, they just get away with
yeah.
that?
Yeah, it is.
He's not Cherokee.
That whole scene right there is going to be that entire movie.
That's all I want. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Gonna get. That is what you're going to get, man.
I can't. We got to go see that. When's it come out? You have any idea when it comes out?
No, I have no idea.
Hobbs and Shaw release date. August 2nd, 2019. Okay, what do I got going on? Let's see what I got going on, man. August 2nd.
I've had to pee for the last 30 minutes.
We only got 5 minutes left, man.
I know.
We only got five minutes.
We need to hurry up with your calendar business, and let's watch this goddamn Dark Phoenix trailer to end out the show, because it's great always to end on a bad note.
That's a Friday, man. It's a Friday.
Perfect.
Yeah, we ain't doing nothing.
Of course it's a Friday. Movies don't come out on a Tuesday.
They come out on Wednesdays sometimes.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
I will beat your ass like a Cherokee drum.
Ladies and gentlemen of NASA,
they released another trailer.
This is the final trailer, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Doing space missions now. Cool.
We get the astronauts, we bring them home. Go.
Heat signature's rising fast.
We gotta get out of here.
Where's Jean?
Where is she? Jeannie!
So now are we in the future? Wasn't this back in 1980?
Did you hear what the kids are calling?
60? And no one's aged 40 fucking years!
Yeah, I don't really understand.
Dude, first class was in 1960, okay? Minna says this is the 90s. Yeah, it was during the Cold War. It was like 1965.
Wait, space shuttles in the fucking 90s?
Okay, hold on.
You know, it makes sense. I probably played with toys.
I'm just gonna yell because I don't want to lean. Okay? First one, 1960s.
Yep. Then I think the last one, Apocalypse, was in 1980s.
Wait. What was the one where Wolverine came?
That was Days of Future Past.
Was that number two?
Uh-huh.
So that was the 70s.
Sure. Let's go with that.
And then Apocalypse...
was the 80s.
And so every 10 years we've had a movie?
I think so. And now we're in the 90s. And no one's aged a day. In 40 years.
When did the first X-Men come out? The one with Hugh Jackman...
That was 2001?
So, this movie literally takes place in the same decade, almost, that the very first Bryan Singer X-Men came out.
Yeah.
And so, in that movie,
so give it,
he was Charles Xavier!
Yeah. So give it 10 years from this movie, he's supposed to turn from whatever his face into Patrick Stewart.
Let's just not even watch this trailer.
Let's watch it. Continue. I want to see. Where you at? Yeah.
Fox. Marvel.
She should be dead.
Did you hear what the kids are calling you? Phoenix.
Hello, Jean. Who are you?
Nice.
The better question is, who are you?
No, I want to know who
Something's
you are.
Something's happening to me.
When I lose control, bad things happen.
Don't lose control, forehead.
But it feels good.
That power destroyed everything that ever came into contact.
It's called a big old pig.
Until you
lose control, but it
the
feels so good.
Fear you. And what they fear, we seek to destroy.
She'll kill us all.
Girl dies.
She's still our friend.
She's not Jean anymore.
Another Nightcrawler?
He was in the last.
Are you threatening me?
That's right.
That would be a bad idea.
Jean!
I'm so triggered by that typography and that circle around that X. Like, it's just not good. like Dark Phoenix X. How can in 1 year we have such cinematic masterpieces like Avengers Endgame and Hobbs and Shaw, and then we also have that movie?
Dude, because it was a scrap project they barely put any time into.
There was a story that I didn't put in the news today that just said New Mutants pushed back again. And I was like, we don't need to read that. That movie's going to get canceled.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't wait till Kevin Feige uses X-Men. I just can't wait. I can't wait.
Canceled this entire
game. I'm just sad.
I don't care.
Hugh Jackman escaped. He escaped.
Mm-hmm. He escaped with one of the best X-Men movies. Have you still not seen Logan?
No.
You need to watch that.
If you ever find
time, Logan's great.
They ruined Michael Fassbender and Tumnus, whatever his name is. What's his name? He's not Tumnus. I mean, he is, but what is his name?
Fuck, man.
God, what is his name?
Scottish man.
Yes! Tumnus! He's... God, what is his name? I could just look, but we should know this. We should just know this.
Not gonna know.
We should just know. We're such idiots. Oh my god, does it not say the cast in this movie?
At the end, more further in the end.
No, it literally doesn't.
Great.
It's the one movie that doesn't tell you. James McAvoy, that's his name. Wow. They ruined him and Michael Fassbender, mm-hmm. who were great as their characters, ruined. Because I would love if Michael Fassbender came to the MCU. I would love it. Bring him in as Doctor Doom.
There you go.
Yeah, do that. And then bring in James McAvoy.
Really a good role.
As Tumnus. He just comes out of a wardrobe and he hops along, dude. Oh my god. Like, they're both great actors. I love them. They ruined them.
Is that... Did you say filth?
Yeah, that's what she said. James McAvoy is great in filth. What's better, man? If I was going to watch one movie, do I watch The Departed or Logan?
Fuck you. That's a hard choice. I'd still say Departed, but...
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Chat's saying Departed. I'm going to watch Logan just to spite you, because I don't care at all about The Departed.
That's funny.
But I do care about Logan, I guess. Not really. I'm not going to watch either of them, to be honest. The only movie I'm going to watch is What We Do in the Shadows. I just wanted to get it in there before Askcat types it into the chat. That's all I wanted to do. So, okay, well, we got to end the show because Colby's got to pee. Here's the awkward part. iTunes is broke, so I don't have our ending music. Wait, it's got to be on
it's
here.
It's definitely on YouTube.
It's definitely on here.
Apple Loop.
It's got to be this, right?
You would think. Oh, this is the
OG version, yeah. I edit this part out for hours. I forgot I did that. This whole time, like years, I've been thinking that I just stole it from Apple. And actually, I edited it. It's just so long ago, I forgot. Is it gonna play or? Okay, this guy made his own loop. How about this one? This guy's just stream recording it. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's it. Yeah, dude. Okay, show's over. It's not really over.
40 seconds.
Yeah, we're going to end, and we're going to come back in a couple minutes. You're watching us live on Twitch with The Sims. Colby has created a save file, and I quote, called Gay Lovers, and me and him are living in a house that he's building for us. I'm in a skirt. So you want to check that out, and don't leave. And just watch it. Okay? If you're listening on audio, delete the podcast app. I don't like it, because you don't come and sub. Okay?
All right, everybody, have a good week. So, have a good life. So, yeah. We'll see you Sunday.
SendTheColeway.com.
Times are on the screen. We'll see you later. All right. Audio listeners, start the call.